Hey, and welcome to another episode of Melanin and Cocktails. We're like a good cocktail. The opinions may be strong, sweet, or salty. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. So tonight I'm drinking a red blend by Moon X that I got from Trader Joe's.
Oh, I love that one.
This is my first time having it, and it is super tasty. Mm-hmm. I love it. So, Charlotte, what are you drinking tonight?
So, I made myself a sangria. Ooh. Which I just got Cabernet and frozen berries. Isn't that a sangria?
It is tonight.
Hey. Ari, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Angel's Envy. It's a bourbon whiskey.
Nice. See, I was going to do the whiskey, but I said I'm going to keep it red tonight. Christina, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a blend that I made on my own. So it is a blend of Chardonnay from Lioness Cellars in Temecula, as well as I played with a little bit of their Muscat and then a splash of their Brut because I wanted some fizz and I also wanted some sweet. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a good mixologist.
You're a good cocktail, okay, all right.
That sounds good. Just a quick heads up to all of our viewers and listeners. This is Charlotte's last podcast.
I still want to be a British correspondent.
British correspondent. Well, she's not going to be in it like she's like been in it, though. And so it's still going to be sad. But, you know, what next? All this new Bachelor Girl stuff will harass her. Or Bachelorette and the Black Bachelorette. Also, Irena has already left. She has some other ventures that she's going to be pursuing. So I need us all, you know, not right now, but like later on, everybody pour some out for the homies. And Tamora's out living her best life. So she'll be here with us next week. Either way. Hi, Ari. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. All it's right. Fun to be able to hang out with you guys.
Yes, we're like super
virtually. Right. Hopefully in person soon.
One day. Amananda, what are we going to talk about today?
Okay, so let's get into some of these topics. I think we're going to start with the social media. How important is social media in your relationship as far as
super tagging, important.
Liking, super. Following? Would you delete it if necessary? If it was bothering your... Okay, let's hear Christina first, because she clearly has an opinion on this.
Sorry, wait, give the full question. I wasn't ready for the end of that question.
No, that's it. How important is social media in your relationship as far as, you know, would you care if your spouse was tagging photos of women? If they were liking people that you, or following people that you don't know of? And would you delete it if necessary, if it was causing issues in your relationship?
I don't want to say like, I wouldn't delete it, but like, I'm like a businesswoman now. So like, I need to be a part of social media. I literally just started my public account. So everyone please follow Xtina and Guzzi on Instagram. I would like to believe that we could communicate enough for whatever my reason or for whatever this problem is, to work before I have to close my account and before I beg him or ask him nicely to close his. I do believe that you should like each other's posts and things. And that is something that we are in marriage counseling now about, because he refuses to like my stuff. It's so frustrating.
That's real.
Like, I have like really good stuff.
Feel you. I feel that is comments. So frustrating. Like, I have a million strangers liking my picture or my comments, but you can't, we live in the same house and you can't even do a little like. I find it disrespectful.
So it's like, and then like, you know, I have him following Melanin and Cocktails on Instagram and still he's like, I like, and he's right next to me scrolling. And I'm like, I need that. Why is your thumb not double tapping, sir? And then I'm like, stop, just like it. And he really just looks at me like, it's fine. I saw it. That's not enough. So, you know, anyone who knows like how to help like get my husband to like me better on the social media, please let me know. Cause like, I mean, like he'll tell me like, ha ha, But I'm like, no, I need you to ha ha.
So really do it.
Everybody yeah. knows. I mean, but we send each other, you know, stupid memes and things like that. So, I mean, other than the fact that he refuses to like my stuff.
But what if he was liking other photos? Like, do you think that's disrespectful? Like girls in bathing suits or beautiful women? If yes. he's liking all their posts, but he can't even like your posts.
With okay, body. Now,
you
yeah.
more problems right then.
Exactly.
Right now, posts.
Right now, he doesn't like anybody's stuff, really. He thinks okay. it's too good for anybody. But he does. But I mean, he, you know, he follows a bunch of different things. Like, I've seen a pretty woman fly by. It's like, who's she? But if he was liking other people's things and not liking mine, then yes, there would be things to communicate verbally with each other. because I feel like that's disrespectful, because yeah, we live together, and I know Nate Bargatze, wonderful comedian, had a joke about like, yeah, I liked the picture when I was in it. But these are different things where it's like, no, this is just a fun post, you know, or meme or something. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, still like it. To me, it's a form of support. And oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever communicated it like that. So maybe I'll do that tonight. but to me, I feel like it's a form of support. But like I said, Ryan's not liking anybody's thing. He thinks he's Beyonce. he barely started following people. So he doesn't like anything. But if he was liking other people's stuff, there would be communication problems. A big communication problems. Charlotte, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think this is a really good way to catch cheaters. And I'm all for it. Because people are sometimes dummies. And don't realize that what you put on social media is written and can be tracked. So, yeah, that being said, don't get caught up.
FYI.
Your spouse doesn't have. No, you know, I think that, I know when I started dating Zach, I didn't put our relationship on social media. Not until like, oh my gosh, we were like almost engaged, probably. And then people were like, I didn't even know you were dating. And in retrospect, I think that's really good. Yeah. Not that I'm like this interesting person, but you don't need necessarily people in your mental space, you know, when you're, you know, getting to know someone and their opinions or thoughts necessarily. I think just, you know, for all you youngsters out there, remember social media can follow you. So be wise in what you post. Yeah. And what you like, husbands. That's my thought.
I'm not a big social media person. So, I mean, I follow your channel and then I follow family, really. But other than that, I don't really do a lot with social media.
Why is
so
that?
As far as relationships go, I don't.
Do you not like social media, or is just your like? Do you feel like it's not good, or do you just not like it?
I just can't be bothered. That's okay. What it is for me. I just can't be bothered. I don't care what all these other people that I don't know who you are. I don't hang out with you. I don't need to know you. I don't need to scroll through your pictures. That's just, you know.
So you're in a mentally balanced place in your life. Is what you're saying. You're living real life.
As far as relationships, I would, you know, my relationship is the same. So, I mean, like, he is the same way anyway. So, it's not really an issue. Maybe we're just really boring people.
A little bit. That's why she needs me.
Exactly. I don't know. But I think, too, I think like what Amanda was talking about earlier, as far as liking other women or whatever on their posts, whatever, that it depends on the relationship. So if it's not anything that bothers the other person, but then again, that's the conversation that they would have together, I would hope anyways. And then if something does come up where it's inappropriate or it bothers them, then that's when you find out whether or not you can communicate. Hopefully.
Well, for me personally, I do like social media. I think it's fun. The memes, all that stuff. It's very entertaining to me. Mm-hmm. In or out of a relationship. I don't have a problem with social media, but I do think there needs to be a balance. Mm. And if my significant other felt that it was causing division in our relationship, I would definitely delete it. Like, I'm not.
If he felt ignored by you because you were just in your phone the whole time, Christina.
Someone just started got a little fast. Well, definitely. That's what I mean. You have to have a balance. And if your partner is feeling ignored, I have no problem with deleting social media, because a lot of people that I do follow or follow me, I know them in real life, the people that are important to me. Yeah. So it's no thing to just call them on the phone or FaceTime or whatever. So I'm not hooked on it to where I can't get rid of it. But if I'm in a relationship and I see him liking every woman's picture, that's going to cause a problem. I don't care.
Broad. I want you to delete this broad for sure.
Absolutely. I don't care if it's your fake cousin, whoever. No.
Fake cousin.
There will be no constant liking. And if you do a bathing suit pic, oh, we really got an issue.
Well, it's disrespectful, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. And now hold on. If he is actively liking all of your stuff and liking his fake cousins and her friends and stuff, bikinis or whoever, is that still a problem? Or is the problem he shouldn't be liking any females' pictures?
Why is he liking her?
Exactly.
I don't know. Why is he following her?
What type of bikini photos are we talking about, too? Like, if she's in Hawaii or, like, on the beach and it's, like, a group of people and, like, maybe she's, like, bikini decent. Like, I don't think that's a big deal. But if she's just, like, look at me, bikini.
If it's just her on a rock and she's, like,
exactly. No.
All that, no. We got a problem.
I don't think Zach would even like his sister's pic of, like, you know, if she posted something like that. Because he'd be like, I don't want to see it.
I would hope he would not like a picture of his sister in a bathing suit.
But it's not like, it's a support one.
He doesn't know.
No.
They
don't need to support her that happy.
I don't need my brothers liking any of my sexy pics. Thanks, though.
Oh, well, then I guess they can't like any of your stuff.
Bring your photos. I don't have any sexy photos on Instagram.
No, really? All your photos?
I was like, Christina.
Amanda's like, those are natural pictures. Thank you very much.
That's how she wakes up.
Thank you. There's nothing exposed. It's from the
shoulders. Pictures.
Your pictures are very like model-esque, yes. But it's not inappropriately where like, she's a whore. No.
Thank you. See? Thank you.
I love the pause.
Well, I guess we had that established, but no, my man cannot like women's photos, and I would definitely delete it for him. I had this conversation.
He doesn't want you to delete it, but he wants you to stop following all those muscle cocoa butter down brown men's.
I don't know if that's gonna happen.
They're my play cousins.
We play together on the beach. Okay, so another topic we were going to go over was, are you or should you be afraid of commitment? Well, we're talking about the opposite sex. So this can be as far as relationships or career-wise. Are you afraid of commitment?
Well, I'm married.
But you can still be afraid of commitment in other aspects of your life.
Like a Diane.
Holler.
I'm for sure afraid of commitment.
I started intermittent fasting today, and I set the 8 hours, and I went over it. And I just looked at the alarm go off.
We'll talk after about that.
I'm definitely afraid of commitment. So Ari, you said you are. Explain.
I think because just living through life and having enough people do me wrong, friends and relationships and whatnot, that I'm at the place in my life to where it's, if you hurt me, I have no problem leaving you or not being a part of your life at all. I have no problem with that. So it does make me very weary when meeting new people or relationships.
Can I get an amen from the congregation?
But is that a fear of commitment? Or is that just self, like, protection or preservation?
Which,
you know,
is there a difference? Because people are trifling, and most of the time people are horrible. So humans are not easy to get along with. So it's hard to commit to being in any kind of a relationship, friendship, even jobs or whatever. You got to still, I mean, everyone needs to work, but being afraid to commit to something that's not going to make you happy or that you, that might mess with your nerves in the future. Yeah. That's a fearful thing.
I think that comes with age too. And just experiences.
Right.
Definitely. Where when you're younger, you know, it's kind of like you can go through that. Like I was just thinking the other day about like relationships I had, especially in my early 20s, especially with other girlfriends, and how it would be like, fight, make up, fight, make up, you know? And it's like, I think that's like typical, like what's the Drake song where he's like, she shows me pictures of friends that she's not friends with.
Oh yeah.
I remember it, but I know the line like good.
Yeah. And it's like, who has time for that anymore? Really? You know what I mean? It's just, I think when you're younger, you can put yourself in that middle, you know, probably headspace.
No, I agree with what Ari said. And I don't know. Growing up, I never had arguments and disagreements with female friends or male friends. I think I've only had one in my life with a friend. And so when she talks about commitment, are you ready to continuously commit to a person that you feel is continuously disrespecting you and doing you wrong? Are you going to continue to commit that friendship to that person? No, it comes a time when you have to say enough is enough. And that's in friendship. That's in relationships. You know, that's part of the reason I'm divorced. I'm like, I'm not going to be committed to somebody who doesn't know how to act, you know? And yeah, like you said, I feel like once you, not because I get chance after chance, but after a while I'm tired, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to continue on this roller coaster of foolishness with human beings. It's very easy for me to cut you off if I feel like this is doing nothing but bringing stress to my life. Mm-hmm. I'm done. But even like in work, and I, you know, I just started my business. Hopefully it'll launch soon. I'm praying about it. But I could not commit to it because I kept thinking failure. And so finally I had to commit to it. And even in relationships, I don't know. I say one day I want a relationship with somebody, and the next day I'm like, okay, relax, back up.
I don't show you reasons though. Like, I mean,
sometimes
I think I don't know everybody who's ever been on the roster, but I don't think that you've yet to tell me about the roster of gentlemen. You've yet to tell me about anybody who was an A1 dude the entire time, and you were the one who let him go. You let him go because he was trash, or, you know, like mediocre trash or compost, whatever you want to call him. You know my feelings about everybody at this point. So with that said, I don't think that I think you're a grown person. So I don't think you have a fear of commitment. I think that you are very kind to compost and you need to work on that. But
no, I am, but I'm also, I don't know. I one day I say I'm ready to welcome a relationship in. And the next day I wake up and I'm like, oh, I like being single in my bed, not having to worry about making breakfast for nobody and being bothered with long drawn out conversations that I choose not to have. Like I like my own space.
So you're always talking.
But see, I've told you in the past though, that when you meet the right person, you want them in your space.
Yeah.
I mean, like
everybody needs their own alone time.
Yeah, but she has that. That's not her problem. Her problem is meeting someone, not her problem. But at this point, she's not met someone who
she I can't necessarily wants. Agree with that because
I so agree with that.
No, well,
compost.
No, because I will say that I have met some gentlemen who are actually very nice, very decent, and I'm not ready to take that step.
Really? They are?
They are. I even sent you guys a picture of him.
Who is you guys?
I sent it to you.
When? In the past or in the future? Like you said something in 2023?
It wasn't that long ago. Oh, goodness.
Nancy did nothing. Anyways, we're not going to get into all of it. But I will
say, persuasion. I've sent it.
For myself, I am, I'm a quitter. So I guess I will commit without truly acknowledging what commitment is. And then quit.
Yes, you will. It's so annoying.
This is not our marriage counseling session right now, young lady. So yeah, I think that I should work on that because some things you should commit to for real, for real. So yeah, I don't think that I have a fear of commitment. I have a fear of work, and therefore if it becomes too much and I'm like, okay, I'm done. And it's like, no, but ma'am, you signed. No, I'm done. Good day.
You have a fear of work? Like your job, your employment?
Oh, all of it. But I mean, I keep a job, but I'm just saying, like, there was a education program that I was in, and then I was like, I don't like it. And then I walked away. Oh, yeah. So different things like that, that I just know that if I didn't have such a good quitting spirit, I can't say that I truly believe though that like I'm missing out, you know, but at the same time, I know that, you know, I'd be in different places. Sorry, I don't know. It just came over me.
Stupid.
Where did you just go?
Right.
The different places. It turns out I need to go finish that degree.
That's what it sounds like. See, I couldn't even do that. I couldn't even commit to my education. You know, I still make money, but I just can't commit to one thing. I don't know. It's difficult.
But is it a fear or just stuff that's not right for you? I don't know.
I think it's a combination. When it comes to relationships, I don't think it's fear. Some days I think marriage is overrated. Some days
what
I think
overrated though.
What's overrated?
I mean, how is marriage overrated?
I know people who are married don't want me to say that, okay? Okay. If you're happy and in love and on cloud nine, that's a beautiful thing. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that one minute I would like to, another minute I don't want to. So I don't know if it's just that I want somebody in my space, because I think I did put this up on my Instagram. Like, you want the person around with no commitment. And I don't necessarily be talking about the other person. I'm talking about myself too. Like, I don't know. It's hard for me to commit to a person right now. And maybe that's the older I get, I'm liking being alone and in my own space. But I also like a really good meal with nice company.
And then I think that should be okay.
Huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. I think that should be okay. I don't know. I don't think that everybody has to be married.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Like, the married people need somewhere to go.
Well, if you want to be married, find somebody who also wants to be married and make a commitment and get with them. But, you know, I think sometimes, especially, you know, just... I guess my answer to this, I'm not afraid of commitment as far as like relationships. I think I actually overly commit. And
oh, no.
That's definitely a thing, overcommitment.
And, you know, so, but I don't think that, how do I put it? I don't think that, you know, and I speak as, you know, someone who is married, who's older, but if I could go back and tell 20-year-old Charlotte, like, you know, just don't trip about it. But I felt like I had to be in relationships that were, you know, not healthy. And that includes friends and, you know, romantic, you know, relationships. And, you know, looking back on that, I'm like, that's just really toxic. I think that's another subject, but as far as commitment, but it didn't make me afraid to become friends with people or get in a marriage. It's just, you kind of just make sure that you were looking at, you know, characteristics that you like in a person. And I feel like, especially being married and having a kid and work, that, you know, that also buffers time where you're, when you're younger, you have all day long to talk with, you know, whoever. And then of course you're going to get in arguments or different things. But now that I'm older, I don't know. It can still happen. What am I saying? Who cares? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I have an issue with getting into friendships with people. I don't think I have a problem with getting into friendships with people. Like, I welcome friendships. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to relationships, I'm just like, oh, yeah, I like him. But then I'm like, but I know that I do pull back at times.
Is that because of trauma, though? Like, past trauma that you feel that you're like that?
Well, that's what I say. It might be a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. Of not trusting and then also wanting my own space. Like, let's hang out and then you go to your place and I go to mine. Like, that would be beautiful if you could get married and live in two different homes. I mean,
I've known people in marriages where they have their own bedrooms.
Yeah.
Totally happy. Happy marriages, but have their own bedrooms.
See, I could be down with that.
I like that idea.
We were supposed to talk about that.
Sometimes you need your own space.
We were supposed to talk about that, Charlotte. It was, I think you sent a meme or I sent a meme. They called it sleep divorce.
Yeah.
And so, and yet, I know a lot of older couples that have the personal space.
My grandparents did that. Just because they needed, you know, their backs were both bad. And one needed a soft mattress and one needed a firm.
But yeah, what about the non-elderly and infirm? What about the younger people?
I don't think you see it that much. I personally haven't seen it in our community of youth. I think that, of course, there'd be perks, but I don't know if everyone's finances can afford for everybody to afford rooms, plus the kids to have rooms and stuff. So, I mean, like, you know, if everybody can afford, if you can afford a west wing and a right and a left East Wing, all that good stuff. Do it. Do you?
Right.
Because, well, yeah, also sometimes couples might have different schedules.
That's true.
Oh, sleep schedule.
So if it works,
absolutely. Well,
don't be waking me up.
Yeah.
People do it.
No, I would love to. I mean, if I could do that, maybe I'd be down for it. I don't know. I'm so confused. See, this is what I'm talking about. I have commitment issues. I need a therapist because I don't know. I'm all over the place.
No, I don't think you need a therapist. I think that you just kind of know what you want and you're comfortable in where you are in life. And if you feel like you don't need a husband, then that's awesome. You don't need a husband.
Or maybe you just haven't found the right person.
That's what I believe, Charlotte. True.
I know you do, Christina. I know you do. But even when I was with that other person for a year and a half, I told you, my girlfriend was like, if he asked you to marry him tomorrow, would you? And I said, no. And we were together for a year and a half.
But you didn't like him. Oh, wait. Do you want that on here?
You didn't like him.
At the end of the day, like, you, I want you to believe whatever helps you believe and sleep well at night. However, I believe that
I didn't like them, and that's what I mean. I have an issue with commitment, and I need counseling.
But hey, no, he was a butt phase. Because then when you wouldn't overly submit and, you know, let him raise your children on his own, then you were the problem. So no, he was actual trash, and I think right now you're dealing with compost or recyclables, whatever you want to call it. However, I said what I said, y'all, and
well,
they can catch me outside.
Look at George Clooney. He always said he was a confirmed bachelor. He dated beautiful women. It wasn't until he met them all.
That is true.
And some might say
now he's got twins.
Right, and he's super happy.
So sometimes it's just you find the right person.
Well, the babies ain't popping off. That's for sure. But yes.
Six months later, Amanda and her boo.
Right? And that's why I just feel like, you know, keep doing the work on you. And what I mean by that is just focusing on you, focusing on your girls, and then non-compost, non-recyclables, non-trash. Is
I need you to say names. I need you to say Christina.
Non-compost. That's a thing.
You think they're like, compost because... Never mind.
Trash is very disrespectful. Trash is very mean. Compost, still trash, but it's not as mean.
I feel like that meme when you do the math, like
exactly. Oh my goodness, rots. Christina, I just hope none of them listen to this podcast.
Catch me outside and see. Look, if they don't listen, then they ain't being supportive and they ain't worth it. No ways. Then they get to upgrade to trash.
Well, see, I know what. Well, yeah, two of them definitely listen.
But you know what, though?
Step up your game.
If it hurts, if it resonates with them that they're compost, then they're no problem. Because, I mean, I don't believe that you have commitment issues. I think that you're a wonderful grown woman who, if a good guy, really, and when I say a good guy, I'm not saying that these compost people are just horrible people, but I'm saying for the caliber of man that you need in your life, they're not cutting it. For somebody who
t-shirts made compost people, I need you to have that copywritten in whatever legal situation you need to do. Because no, I love that.
I just feel like, yeah, that's not, I don't feel like that's a you thing. And I feel like that goes back a little bit to what I said about last week's, you know, J-Lo can't keep a man. No. I mean, it turns out they're still together, but whatever. But right. Like, we try to act like women are the problem. No, dudes are trash,
and I hate that. They always blame women. I agree.
Like, and with Halle Berry, like,
can't keep a man. Well, really? What about the men that she is trying to keep and take care of? They've been abusive and they've been cheating buttholes.
So yeah, I feel like no, you're not. It's not. You're a happy, healthy person. You're like, you don't have to be sad and single to want to be married or not be married. You know what I mean? Like, you can be, everyone enjoy, like Ari said earlier, like people enjoy their time alone. So I feel like you have a cool life. So yeah, you are able to enjoy, like, I woke up like this and I enjoyed it. But I think if the right guy was like, how you doing? Like, I'm doing okay. And you tell him some things about your life and he'll tell you some things and y'all can live happily ever after.
And see, that's another conversation we need to have. Should women lower their standards in order to be in a relationship?
Throw it all away. You did that already.
Yeah.
I think every woman does that in a way.
Huh?
I think every woman has had an experience where, I mean, not every woman, but, you know, a lot of us, definitely.
Yeah.
Just to have that title of wife. Like, I don't want the title of wife that bad if I have to constantly lower my standard. Oh, well, okay, he's this, but I'll get over it. Yeah, he has this issue, but I'll get over it. Like, we always have to compromise. They never have to compromise.
Well, I think there's a certain measure of compromising in any relationship, mm-hmm. but you should know after a certain amount of time whether or not this person or the things that you're compromising is just taking away from who you are as a person. You shouldn't have to take away who you are as a person. You should be
only be drunk when you hang out with them because she's so
if you feel like you're constantly drinking whilst hanging out with that specific person, there's a problem.
So have you guys ever felt that way? Like, I feel like I had to, when in my last relationship, I had to become a totally different person in order to be with that person. You get what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying.
The happy me that I usually am because this person didn't like this or, you know.
Yes. Years ago, yeah, I didn't marry him, but I was in a relationship with someone who was.
Someone with a down comforter?
Oh my, no, no. And first of all, I shouldn't have been knowing that anyways.
Hey, we were at their person's housewarming party. And they had a down comforter.
It's okay to know they have a down comforter.
And I was like,
down comforters.
Say it again.
I'm super nosy, so I go through your entire house, your closet, and everything else. So
no, and I didn't actually technically date that person anyways, Christina, but it was somebody else that you know. Or maybe for like 2 weeks, and it was not ideal.
Oh, was it we both like coffee ice cream?
No.
Okay, yeah, this could go all night. Never mind.
Yeah. I'm done trying to. So
I'm not the only one with the roster. Thank you very much.
I didn't say I only hang out with pretty girls. And we all, Charlotte got stories for days. She was a single all day.
Charlotte got stories for days.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, don't worry,
just give us one, Charlotte.
Oh yeah, Charlotte, did you ever feel like you couldn't be you in a relationship?
Oh, in a relationship? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think I have that personality anyway of like, if you say what you like, then I need to say that I like it too. So I've done that just, you know, all my, I don't know. When you try to self-diagnose yourself of like why you do that, I think it's a constant need to be liked. So
you're also an only child. So that could be because you're one maybe,
but that I try
whatever.
Very much so. Very much so. So I think it has to do with family.
Next episode.
Huh?
So diagnosing Charlotte next episode.
So Charlotte,
up here, it's scary.
You, like you have to attach yourself to people to feel wanted? Is that what you're
attach
saying?
Myself to people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely dealt with that. I've definitely, well, this could take all night. But I guess I definitely feel that like I have my own personality.
Right.
But I have dealt with like, oh, you like chocolate? I like chocolate. I don't like chocolate. I like vanilla. You know what I mean? So I think in a way, not to beat myself up, I think a lot of women deal with that of wanting to be accommodating and wanting to, you know, make the other person feel comfortable, even at your own discomfort.
Oh, that's so, a whole other thing, though.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I always felt that me and Charlotte had similar personalities. I mean, like, as I've gotten to know her more, she's, like, super smarter than me. But, like, we have a lot of, like, the, like, outgoingness-ishness. And now I forgot where this was going.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's what Ryan says all the time, squirrel.
But I think my thing was just more so like, so she's really awesome sauce, but then so she's really fun and I'm outgoing too. But guys don't often like fun girls. They don't usually like them.
And actually when I was single, I read books about how there's a book called Why Men Like the B Word. And it was just like one of the things, not to get off onto a huge tangent, but one of the things is invite a guy over, just put a bag of popcorn in, make it like half popped and just give it to him. So it basically is like, I don't care. Oh yeah, you came over. Like, what's up? And men are just like, oh my gosh.
That's
but you know,
I would have been married 20 times.
How do I make lasagna from scratch?
Right.
So sometimes people take advantage of that, right? Or they just feel
true.
It was so easy. So back to diagnosing Charlotte. that should be a segment of the podcast. Like each person's like psychological, you know.
I would lose friends.
Diagnosing.
Oh, because you'd be diagnosing them or you don't want their diagnosis?
No, they don't need to know what's in here. It's too much. No one's ready.
Can I just say, like, drinking alcohol while talking does change things.
Oh, yes.
Right?
It certainly brings me outside the box.
Right? I'm just like, oh.
It's great. It brings a whole nother level to the conversation.
Definitely. Definitely. I've been drinking the whole time, promise.
Okay, so we can, speaking of relationships, can we talk about, is it okay for a man whom you aren't married to pay your bills? Is that wrong?
To do what?
Pay your bills.
Oh.
Pimp these dudes like they do us.
What are you doing to get him to pay your bills?
Hey!
What? Wait, so you have to do something? What do you mean by that? Clarify.
Wait, though, is it like a prequel to marriage? Are you engaged? What's the situation?
No, you're just dating and you pay your bills.
What kind of, like, rent?
Yeah.
And he's just doing this out of the kindness of his heart because he needed to pick a worthy cause, and he was like,
Well, it's not a worthy cause. Your girlfriend, I mean, you're in a relationship with the person, so I would think your girlfriend would be a worthy cause. Not like a charity worthy cause.
I mean, for me, real quick, I think that we've talked about it before in regards to, you know, that we want men to be the men's and to pay the bills and da da da. So, I mean, honestly, to me, like, to reuse the word, it's a prequel, you know, of him showing, like, yeah, I got you, boo. If we got it, it ain't tricking if we got it.
I agree. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, you know?
What if it were vice versa?
Well, you know, we hate that.
Like a woman paying for her.
You know, we don't agree with that.
No, ma'am. No, I'm ma'am. Saying. No, ma'am. There are roles and positions we all need to play.
Right.
And when it comes to paying the bills, he needs to, you know, play that position. Absolutely not. I'm not paying a man's bills.
And with that said, though, going on, what is the topic of the question? Does the female need his help, or is he just like, I want to do this opposed to buying you a Birkin? I want to pay your rent opposed to buying you an expensive bag, and then you buy your bag or this or that. Or is it that she was like, they cut my hours. I don't know. I might have to work. I might need to find a pole. Like, you know what I mean? Like, did she
not gone with the wind?
Keep you off of the pole.
You know, so I mean, I think that's what can change the whether people are saying yes or no. I mean, for me personally, still, it's like, well, we're together. Like, should I be on the street if I have a whole boyfriend? So yeah. I still feel like it's okay. But no, I, you know, I'm not okay with a woman then paying for her man's something or another. No.
I mean, it's different if you're married and he comes on hard times and then you have to kind of step up and help the family. Absolutely. But no, if you have money in the bank and you are able to pay your girlfriend's or your fiance's or your wife's bills, I think as a man, you should do that.
I mean, this is, if he wants to, not just like, he's dating so-and-so now, so he's got to pay all her bills, right?
No, I think he should.
Good day.
I'd be a little uncomfortable, actually, if somebody were trying to, if we were dating and he was trying to pay my bills. I don't know. I think I'd feel a little uncomfortable, but then again, it would depend on the situation. If he has the money to do so and he's just so generous, then heck yeah.
I'm going to take care of you, sugar.
I mean, I've had that and I never turned it down and I never asked for it. But if you want to pay my rent or send me money to go get my nails done, my hair done, I don't see the problem. I don't think that's taking advantage of a man. I think that's what a man does for the woman he cares about. I think you're supposed to do those things.
Did you ever have a guy like put it back in your face though? Like, I did this for you or I did that for you?
Oh, one person, but I didn't care.
You're like, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't ask you for it. You volunteered to do it. You cashed out it. And now that we're not together, you're mad because you spent that money. Well, that's your problem. Yeah, I didn't lose any sleep.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't, because he chose to do that for you.
Exactly.
And if he's going to be that kind of a person, so then that means what was he was just expecting something back from you the whole time. So then he wasn't giving it out of his, kindness of his heart, he was just giving it because he was trying to expect something back from you.
Exactly. That he didn't get. So let's go ahead and put that disclaimer in there. But yeah. So that, like you said, he's not doing it out of the kindness of his heart. He's expecting something back. He wants praise. Well, I said thank you. What else you want me to do? I appreciated it. What else do you want?
Say thank you in that little thing that I like. Smoker laugh.
Not the smoker laugh. In that little thing I like, Savage X Fenty. Christina's trying to get a little, you know, freebies.
We need some sponsors. But I think that a dude just doing it, fine. I would never. I mean, also, you know, the way my bank account was set up, I could never help a dude anyway. Back when I was dating. However, like here's some money for nails and da da da. Especially if it was like, because I'm going to take you somewhere. I thought was like the sweetest thing. So. Say it again.
I said very sweet. Like if he's taking you somewhere and he's like, here's some money to get you a dress that you think I like and get your nails and hair done. That's amazing.
That's also a gift. And I think too, it's different because if you have children, then more often than not, the woman is the one who has a child or the children. So single moms, no, they should never, ever have to pay for somebody else's bills ever. They're taking care of other human beings. Should never be a thing. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of why the role is the role, where a man would be the one to offer up paying for somebody's bills.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, taking care of a man is not in my ministry. No. I agree. It's not in my ministry.
God has not ordained me to do that.
Not at all.
It shall not be done.
Absolutely not. And I agree. And you know, I was watching something. Oh, actually, no. We were doing live, Christina, with the two gentlemen. Well, actually, it was three gentlemen. And one of them said, you realize when you ask a woman out, what does she do to prepare to get ready for you? She has to spend a lot of money getting her hair done, her nails, getting a new outfit. And he even brought up if she's a single mother, she has children to take care of. So you should not expect her to spend all this money on you. You should expect to spend money on her. Go ahead.
Well, do you think it's just becoming like a generational thing? Because like, let's say in the past, like, you know, it was kind of expected for the man to provide.
And then feminists ruined everything.
Well, you know,
all's back on.
I have mixed feelings because I do feel in a way like, yeah, if I'm doing a job, I should get paid the same as.
No. That's different.
Yeah. But that's totally I don't think people get the commercial aspect behind, you know, telling like women to go back to work in a way of like, no. It's a whole thing of like commercialism and getting to buy Maytag and Kenmore and stuff because you want us to make a bunch of money. But that being said, this whole thing with like women, like, yeah, of course, treat us equal. But isn't it a gentlemanly thing to do to pay for the bill or to, you know, provide certain things? And I think, you know, even just like the other day, I was watching a TV show. A guy walks into a place and he just walks in front of the girl. And I'm just like, does anybody teach their sons anymore?
No. Not even a little bit.
And that's my question. You know, is chivalry dead? I just really need to know. Is chivalry dead? A lot of men, chivalry is dead.
A lot of the Gen Zers, for sure. I told you, I live with them. They crazy.
And a lot of the chivalry stuff is free stuff you can do, men. It's free.
They don't want to do nothing. That's the problem.
And it'll take you to a lot of places, but women also
take you to a lot of places.
You know, if a guy isn't doing this, don't still go out with him or accept it. Mm-hmm. You know,
Have standards.
But I think for both people, it's you gotta set standards. I don't know. I said what I said.
And it was set no, well. No, I
agree. Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Charlotte's totally right. You have to set standards in relationships and whatever else, or just men in general around you.
Yeah.
Call them out.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot enough people do it. And that's why most dudes are jerks.
Trash. And they keep being trash.
But we allow it, right?
Compost nonsense. Right. Nothing good is going to come out of that behavior like compost. Compost can make very good vegetables and flowers.
I'm going to steal that line, Christina. I'm going to start a t-shirt line. Compost.
Hey, yo.
Okay, what's our next topic there, Sippy?
Oh. Sippy? Oh, is that because I'm the only one drinking?
I'm drinking.
Well, you were actively sipping at the time is why.
Okay, so also, best friend term. Do we get offended by saying, this is my best friend? Like, I do have a best friend. We don't see each other that much. It hurts my heart. But I do. And I love her to death. We've known each other since we were like 9 or 10 years old. And she's that person I can go to for anything and everything with no judgment. Like I said, we've known each other since we were like 9 years old. We've never had an argument in our entire life. Like, I love her friggin' life. Do we get offended when we're around our other friends and you hear somebody say, oh, my best friend?
No, step your game up.
Holler.
My best friend is my bed and my mom. I'm sorry.
Okay, Aubrey.
Certain people earn the right to be called a best friend. And Christina has earned the right to be my best friend for a very long time, years since before both of her children. So there's...
I was younger then.
Oh, no. How many years have you guys been best friends? How many years have you known each other?
Don't try and do math.
Oh, true. Are we not talking about that?
16 and pregnant. And so, yeah, so we've been friends for 16 years.
I'm going to say 16 years because you're only... Okay, I'm not even going to... Close to 20.
What?
I'm going to say what close to 20 on? Years.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
But also too, like you said, Amanda, that it's somebody that you can, no matter what, depend on, and you can loan them anything or take anything from them. And I'm not meaning like stealing or taking.
Right.
Really? You didn't steal my plants, but whatever.
I'm sorry. First of all, you've taken plenty of my plants.
And they're happier for
it. This is not the time.
That is rude. No, but I get it. I've been friends with my friend Tanisha for... Do I really want to say my age? You know Tanisha, Christina.
No, I know. I was going to say her name, but then I was like, I don't know if she wants her name in the streets.
No, she don't care. But yeah, I mean, I'm not... I don't want to divulge my age right now, but it's been... It's been close to 30 years, maybe 30 years, you know? But yeah, we have been friends and there's nothing you can say or do that would, like, you know, break our friendship up. See Leonetti all day. But I don't get offended when I hear other people say, oh, this is my best friend.
I don't either, because I feel like those people have earned that right.
Mm-hmm. Charlotte, how you feel?
Oh, you have a best friend.
I have two... People, and I, you know, maybe this is an only child thing. I feel, I don't know if I use the term best friend, but I feel like they're my family, like, you know. And so my friend, Jennifer, I've literally known her since the first grade. And in my wedding, I had two, you know, bridesmaids, and I would say they're just, you know, equal. And so Jennifer and I have been friends for, since, so like Amanda, I'm not going to say my age, but that is definitely way over, way over 30 years. And you know, she's like my family. And then, my friend, Mandy, of course, and her.
I think that's the one I met.
Huh?
I think that's the one who threw the baby shower, right?
Mm-hmm. And her and I have been friends for 20 years and, you know, definitely ups and downs, you know, and I can't say that, like, I've never had an argument with these people, but it's just like family, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it is. And it's kind of like, even if, you know, it's like you have a family member and you, you know, nothing would make you think that like you're not going to be with your family member no matter what the highs or lows are. So now if someone was to call them, you know, their best friend, which I have been in that right. situation. And, you know, actually it did kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, but you weren't there when,
you know, exactly.
You know, because I remember the night, you know, 10 years ago where I was the one that, exactly. you know.
I was the driver.
Yeah, so.
Were I you saw there? That on Facebook.
I don't know.
My friend, Tanisha, one of her friends was like, oh, this is my BFF in the whole world. And I think I did feel a little way about it. And I was like, how long y'all been knowing each other? You know, were you the ride or die driving to LA every night going to do, you know? Right, no, right. You wasn't. So right. don't be saying that's your best friend because she's not. How dare you, Heffa? So I get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know. And I think friendship also takes a different meaning, like when we get older too, you know, as far as like, we might not get to spend the time really that we want to, you know, it's not like shows. I was just about to say a show, the line, but I'm not going to, but you know, like they get to,
you know, really like just hang out all the time. Friends.
Yeah, they're doing stuff. Brunch, you know, every like, you know, weekend. And then they do, and you're like, really? Like,
right.
Oh, all your schedules watching. Worked out so you could do that.
It's scripted.
What'd you say?
It's scripted.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You go. But yeah, I think that would be idyllic, of course, but no, you know.
I will say, though, that also friendship divorces or friendship breakups or friendship rifts hurt deeper. Like, whatever, Ryan, like we'll talk in the morning, but like Cherie, like right. you know, that's the boom box outside of her house.
Wait a minute, you have a boom box outside of Ari's house but not Ryan? Wait, what? No.
Hey, I've known her the longest. I called dibs.
She like Ryan can come and go, but Ari's going nowhere.
You know what, I honestly I mean, it might sound weird, but I feel the same way because I feel like it would be like any other close blood relation that I have, that losing Christina would be way more tragic.
Oh my God. Somebody bring the Kleenex, please. Someone. I don't want to cry.
She's such a girl.
If you cry, then I'll cry and the whole thing. Please don't. The last
is getting emotional.
Oh, it just can't happen. Like, we will find a clip together.
See, this is one of our first podcasts we talked about. Like, if you're married, who kind of comes first? Your friend or your husband or your wife? What if your husband is saying, look, you need to separate yourself from your friend. I come first. I need more attention.
Okay, but
you know
why?
What? Oh, go on, Ari. You go.
Sorry, no, go on, Charlotte.
Well, I was just going to say, you know what? I've heard situations like that happen, right? Where, like, let's say the husband will say, like, I don't want you to be friends with her. Or the friend will say, like, wait, I don't like him. I think what it is that one of those two people are toxic for you. Mm. And the other one can see it.
Yes.
It could be the husband sees that your friendship is toxic.
Right.
He's like, I know you've been friends with her forever, but, you know, she's not right for you. Or it could be the other way where, you know, like the dude in your life, he isn't right for you and he has controlling tendencies or whatever and she can see it. And, you know, I've been in those situations too where I'm just like, you just want to shake your friend and be like, no, you know,
right.
he's not the one. You could do so much better. But then you kind of have to step back and say like, well, really, how much can I say?
You say know? It all. Because
but who do you listen to? Like Charlotte said, who can you listen to? Because if that's your husband, for the most part, you have to go along with your husband. If he's not physically abusive or emotionally abusive.
I had a friend, just last point, I had a friend who was in an abusive relationship and she said her family, everyone told her, but it wasn't until she realized it. And she was like, you know, even after the fact, my family was like, is there something that I could have said? Is there something that I could have done? And she's just like, no, I had to get it in my head.
Right.
So I think
it was verbal or whatever, though?
I'm sorry?
his abuse was verbal or whatever, though?
Yeah. It was just, you know,
I
don't know the extent of it like that. But, you know, but she just said it was something that she had to do. And I think just as a friend, what you can do is just be supportive. State your dislike and why you that. But then just say, but I love you and I'm here for you. You know, if it's 2 a.m. and you need to get out, text me.
Right.
I'll pick you up, you know, and I'll leave. So at least they always know that, like, you're there.
Yeah, I know. I told Cherie one time, you know, that there was trash. And I was just like, I'm going to say it the one time and I'm going to let it go. And, like, and it's not going to change.
But except you didn't. You said it several times.
Really?
Yes. And then I bought you a ticket. And then you flew out and we drove back together.
No, I'm talking about, that one. I'm talking about the little San Diego boy, crybaby.
Oh my gosh.
Not crybaby.
Yeah, he was
nothing worse than a crybaby in me.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like he reached out to me at one point and to try and, like, you know, like, I don't know how to fix it with her. And I'm like, well, I wonder, y'all.
Why are you communicating with me?
The one to try and talk to about this.
I don't like you.
He didn't know that Christina didn't feel that way, though.
Right. I'm a really good actress.
He was very oblivious. It was annoying. It was annoying. Anyways, that was very short term.
But like, he was ready to make her his forever. And so I was just like, I think it was just like one night random. I was just like, I just need you to know that I don't think he's the one. Da, 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 da. And for him, for that one, I was like, I'm only going to say it the one time. Cause I didn't want to batter her with it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm all for, you got to say your feelings about stuff though. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Help me not run into traffic. Be like, not once I cross the street safely, then be like, girl, I saw that truck. I don't know why you was going. You saw the truck?
Real quick, though, going back to what Amanda was asking about if you're married and that's your husband and you have to listen to him versus, you know, who do you listen to, your husband or your best friend? I mean, it's a hard one, but I feel that depending on who is actually looking out for your best interest, and yes, it's your husband and you do have to
submit.
But what if he's not looking after your best?
See, she don't even want to say the word.
That's my problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm trying to address is that some men are not looking out for your best interest. And I've been in that situation in the past. And whereas Christina was the one who was looking out for my best interest. So I'm going to go with who's looking out for me. And I don't know if it's wrong or whatever else, but whoever loves me the most or whoever loves me truly is going to be the one who shows it. And I don't feel that any one that I'm bonded to by marriage is going to, if he truly, truly loves me, then he's not going to tell me that I have to stop association with the closest person that I, you know, the person that I'm closest with, knowing everything. I mean, it's established, like your best friend or family, those are established relationships that you will never lose. That's why they have those roles in your life. And so your husband, the person that you marry, should be the kind of person that loves you truly and doesn't want you to give up anything that's going to cause you any kind of heartache. That's all I got to say.
Do you think part of it is him being controlling? Because there's a lot of times when there's nothing wrong with your friend. Your friend can be a great influence on you, but he's very controlling and he wants you to yourself. So yeah, I kind of see that. The person who has your best interest at heart. Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, sorry, Christina.
I think that also my thing, this is more so my thing to like Gen Z people and just the youth and a niece that Cherie and I share. And it's just like, you know, families forever, boys suck. you know, like your best friend is the one who's really there and boys come and go. I think, of course you did mention husband. It's hard for me to even attempt to wrap my head around it because if that's your best friend, he met your best friend during the courtship. Mm-hmm. And why would you save this distrust of her and da 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 until after you put a ring on it? Nah, say what you wanted to say.
Well, no, controlling men are like that because they want you. So if they cause conflict during the dating process, there's a chance you may not marry them. So they got to get you first before they start making changes in your life.
And I think that's where some of that, hopefully, maturity and strengthen yourself and that self-love. You already know, like, you knew we was the Bopsy twins. Hopefully that's not an offensive. I've never actually Googled them, but anyway, you knew we was thing one and thing two the whole time that you was trying to be with me. And now that we're married, you knew, like I already told you, that this spare bedroom was technically legally hers.
Right.
Unless
they see that your friendship also is not healthy. And sometimes that happens too.
Mm. But that's why, like I said, still, you knowing you, knowing that like you're not, like, she don't do crack, I don't do crack. Like, what is unhealthy? She's a...
But she do something else, so he don't want you around her.
She's a tax-paying adult, I'm a taxpayer. Like, what are you talking about? And I just feel like there's a maturity, and at the same time, if he's controlling, then yes, we're just going to have beef now. You know, like, nobody's happy. Because it's not, like Sheree mentioned earlier, it's not coming from a loving... you know, or good place. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that I could answer that. I mean, I can say that I'd be like, you're funny, Ran, and walk away. Like, what are you talking about?
You're so crazy.
There is the balance of it, though, because there are different expectations when you're married. And so I would understand if, you know, my husband was going to be like, you know, I kind of miss you. I would like to spend more time with you when you're all the time at Christina's. I would understand. That's different. But is that that's a time thing. About or no?
You can't be, you know, hitting it up at the clubs.
No.
This is what we do every Saturday night.
Time for the club.
I mean.
I felt like her question was more so like genuinely like deading a relationship, not.
Oh.
Balancing a relationship.
Yeah.
Balance is maturity.
Like if your husband was like, yeah, I don't want you hanging around Ari anymore. No.
No.
I don't want to hang out with you.
That ain't happening. Ever.
See, that's a hard call because that's your husband. So
I don't care.
It's going to cause contention. I don't know.
But at the same time, I feel like.
But I get it because I would not want to get rid of my friend either.
No. And like Christina was saying, if you married me, then you knew what I was bringing to the table. And that also includes my family and my best friend. She's sitting right next to me. Like, it includes all of it. So.
But like Amanda said, abusers try to isolate you.
Absolutely.
So, I mean,
yes. That is true. Yeah.
It just depends. Like, if you're with somebody and they're trying to just be the sole, you know, center of your life, then think about it and maybe don't be with that person.
Yeah.
Right. Hopefully you
bounce because they're not healthy for you.